A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Career Time here on Money FM 89.3. Would like to welcome back Adrian Chu, the career strategist, founder at Career Agility International, author of Career Crossroads. He's in the Christmas spirit. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you too, Jason.
All right. Good to have you here along with me talking about five pieces of career advice for a younger me. And this is something that I posted on LinkedIn. We're very excited about this. And we're asking people out there if they have any kind of feedback they want to give to us as we go through these segments over the next few minutes. You can WhatsApp us at 97178893, 97178893. What did you wish you told yourself when you were just starting out? Hindsight is 20/20, isn't it, Adrian?
Yeah, that's right. No, and often we wish that we had a time machine like Marty McFly, go back to the future or back to the past and then zip back in again. It's amazing, right?
Yeah, and you binge-watched Back to the Future last weekend with your daughter, so that's a good analogy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know. And it's amazing because it's amazing how much wisdom that we accumulate over the years.
Mm.
And where we are today, I really wished I had a time machine to zap back to when I was 18 or 19. Mm. Yeah, those were difficult times when you're trying to figure out what do you want to study, where do you want to head towards, you know. And to have an older me as a mentor would have been such an amazing ride.
Yeah, I 100% agree. So let's get to your point number one, five pieces of career advice for a younger me. Number one, find mentors, look who the shakers and movers are and learn.
Yeah. In fact, one thing I have realized over the years is that there's always a learning curve to everything, especially when you go into a new domain, a new industry, a new job, new role. One of the fastest ways to catch up is just observe people, get a mentor. Once you have a mentor who's agreeing to show you the ropes, then everything is a lot smoother. Your learning curve is shorter and everything. So one piece of advice I would give my younger self is don't try everything on your own. Get a mentor. Even if you can't get a mentor, pay someone to coach you, to show you how it's done.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to ask for help. You're not supposed to know everything when you're just starting out.
Yeah, even right now, in fact, this is just one of the numerous lessons I've learned along the way. So right now, when I want to get into something that's new or exciting, get a mentor. Mm. Like, funny example, early this year, I decided to try, at my ripe age of 46, rollerblading.
Ah.
Yes.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. I'm the guy with three left feet. So,
yeah.
Not easy. And I tried it on myself and I said, okay, after several bad bruises later, I said, okay, I'm just going to hire someone, the coach, just show me how. And you know what? Within a week, I was doing it. It was pretty okay. So I said to myself, invest in the learning curve. It's a lot more. It's worth your money.
Very good point. Very good point. Point number two, five ways to give yourself good career advice. So what would you have told your younger self? Be more politically savvy. Nice guys sometimes do finish last.
Sounds familiar. We had this discussion a couple of months back, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and as much as we want to be nice guys, sometimes nice guys do finish last.
Mm.
And when I was early in my career as well, I always felt that, you don't have to offend people. You have to say yes to everyone and everything else. And there was no pushback. So right now in our older age,
yeah.
Right, as you were saying earlier,
yeah,
we know that we have to push back. We need to know when to say no, and in fact, and also to be more politically savvy,
mm-hmm.
because there are people out there that have a win-lose approach to things. They win, you lose, and you need to know how to handle these guys.
Very, very true. Yes, I know that I was very naive and I was just agreeing to everything and I thought everyone around me wanted to help me, you know, and I realized that that's not the case.
That's not the case. And the older you get and the higher up the hierarchy you go as well, the fewer friends you really have.
Yeah.
So you have to be very mindful of who your friends are.
It's lonely at the top, isn't it?
It's lonely at the top, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So, and you don't really need to have... And one other thing is that, colleagues don't really need to be friends.
True. Right? And I remember when, I think I shared with you before, when I became a boss for the first time at Astro in Malaysia, and this was a great break for me, vice president of production, set up a team. I got lonely. I felt I couldn't really, talk to anyone. I felt that no one really appreciated what I'd done. And well, maybe that sounds a bit vain and a bit kind of wishy-washy, but you know what I mean? Like I'm like... Yeah, I really wish I could talk to someone, maybe like a fellow boss. And it was hard. It is lonely.
Yeah, it is, right? But and that's
you feel where, isolated, don't you?
Yeah, it's the weight of the crown on your head. It is. But it's just being wise about the relationship dynamics in a group. And you just need to understand that there are people out there who believe in win-lose, as I said earlier. Mm. So you have to be mindful of who they are, who your friends are. Like what they always say, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, right? So you just have to be very cognizant of the landscape you're in.
Mm, yeah, I agree with that. All right, with Adrian Chu, founder at Career Agility International, 5 pieces of career advice for your younger self. Point number 3, choose a domain expertise early in your career and specialize.
Yeah. As a seasoned career coach, I have seen a lot of people who are right now in their 40s, but when you look at their career story, they've been all over the place. A couple of years in technology, a couple of years in pharmaceutical, a couple of years in education. And in today's context, a rolling stone really gathers no moss. You need to have very, very strong domain expertise, subject matter expertise. You need to be the expert in whatever industry, domain, and whatever knowledge you have. But if you are not focused and you roam around trying to figure out stuff, you're not gonna get that specialization. Mm. So what I would tell my younger self is, very early in your career, look around, decide which industry or domain you want to be in. And from the age 20 to 30, maybe that's a period you can experiment a little bit. But from age 30 to 40 is the time where you really have to sink your feet, your roots really deep into industry in terms of the knowledge, in terms of the networks as well. So that by the time you're 40, you would be the domain expert. And that's where your value to organizations come in. And that's where your salary really accelerates. Very much like yourself, in your career, you've had so much deep experiences in broadcast, in journalism. Mm. If you look at a big thing, right, it's journalism, but you've had so many different experiences.
Yeah, look, I think for me, I knew early on I wanted to be a journalist when I was like a young teenager, and I started working part-time as a 15-year-old, and I'd even known before that a couple of years earlier that I want to be a journalist. And then I took a very broad start in journalism, the Sydney Morning Herald, a big newspaper in Australia. And then I went into TV and I was in general news. And then after a few years, I specialized in sports reporting, as you know. And that was when I really started to get some big moves overseas. And then I became a broadcaster. So in that 30s, I really took that next step in specializing as a sports broadcaster. And then from my 40s, I started to make good money.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty much in parallel with what you just said, getting that broad experience early on. And I think having the foundation of doing general news and other finance news and whatever else that I got when I was younger put me in a good position rather than specializing too early in sports, because you may lack that versatility and that foundation.
Yeah, that's right. So the early parts, experiment, you learn. But once you hit a certain stage in your 30s, choose a domain, be an expert. And it doesn't matter if it is something that you're not familiar with. Mm. But if you see the potential in that space, go into it, drive it. Like for myself, when I was in my 30s, I pivoted into headhunting. I knew nothing about headhunting at the time. All I knew was I loved doing it. The market was growing. Money was pretty okay. So I came in. I literally took a huge haircut, a huge salary cut just to get into the industry, but it was worth the investment. So in my 30s, I was a domain expert in terms of headhunting and talent acquisition.
Yeah, that wasn't too late. I think you'd had the obviously grounding in oil and gas and Shell that was related to what you did later, because of course you're seeing recruitment and you're involved in that process. You know?
Yeah, correct. So in my 30s, I cemented my experience in the industries, especially in HR consulting, and also in terms of meeting up with all the senior folks and giving them career advice. And that's how in the 40s now, I've pivoted again into my domain, into the domain I love the most, which is career coaching, helping executives along with their careers.
Yep.
So that's why I always say, you know, you have to be able to choose a domain expertise you love, you're passionate about, and just go for it.
Exactly. Okay. Point number 5 pieces of career advice for a younger me. Point number 4, I should say, build your networks early. And this is from Adrian Chu, the founder at Career Agility International.
Yeah. And in fact, that's the advice I give my kids as well. So my boy is he's 15, he's in school now, and he's in one of the better schools right now. And I tell him, you know, build your networks early, even at this level, because these guys are going to be movers and shakers.
Mm-hmm.
So build your networks early. And even for ourselves right now, the biggest advice I would give my younger self is, wherever you are, in whatever organization, just build very, very meaningful relationships around and keep them live, keep them going all the way. Because a lot of times, the opportunities that we get, especially career opportunities, a lot of it is just relationship-based.
Very true. Yeah. Very true.
And just based on the network. So the wider your network, the more opportunities you have, the further you'll fly.
Yep, 100% correct. Okay, point number five pieces of career advice for a younger me. Dream big and act on it.
Yes. And I guess it kind of stems from in my younger days, I felt that a bit insecure. So I didn't believe I could do big things. If there was a big project early in my career, if there was a big project coming up, I said, well, maybe I shouldn't gun for it because maybe it's just too big for me. But a mentor of mine told me, you know, just go for it. Just say yes, figure out how to do it later. But, you know, just go for it and just dream big. Just act on it. Don't hesitate. And you know what's the worst that could happen? You make a mistake, but fine, you learn from it, right?
And it's only one step at a time, isn't it? So you can be overawed by the size of a project, but you only have to take that one next step. You don't have to do it all in one in the next second, right?
Yeah, correct. So gun for the big projects, even though it scares you, and go for it. Don't think small, because otherwise you will forever be in a small pond. Yeah, you want to be a big fish. You already got to go into a bigger pond. You have to be a big fish.
Yeah. That's very, very true, because we are actually very capable. We don't realize how capable we are sometimes. And sometimes other people around us will see us in a different way to the way we see ourselves. We can be very insecure and lack confidence when we're young and in the start of our careers.
Yeah, correct. And sometimes it's like what we said previously about executive presence in our previous episodes as well. You know, sometimes if you project that image that you're confident you can do bigger things, even though you're insecure, bigger projects will come to you, and then you just do it, and then you just grow.
Yeah. And that's great advice from Adrian Chu, the career strategist. Let's recap his five pieces of career advice for his younger self. Number one, find mentors. Look who the shakers and movers are and learn. Number two, be more politically savvy, because nice guys sometimes do finish last. Number three, choose a domain expertise early in your career and specialize. I think by the age of 30, Adrian was saying that was a good time to really specialize, and you can experiment a bit in your teens and 20s. Number four, build your networks early so you can connect with people who can help you take those next professional steps. And number five, dream big and act on it. Like those, Adrian.
Thanks a lot. I'm waiting for yours.
Yes, mine are a bit different. Mine are a bit more holistic, but I think they're going to mold together well, and we're going to have some good discussions and war stories. Next here on Career Agility International segment with Adrian Chu, our career segment right here on Money FM 89.3.